Today, we'll be talking about USDA loan programs and how they work for rural businesses and communities. The USDA 1RD Guarantee Loan Initiative has played a pivotal role in supporting rural businesses and communities by providing an alternative financing solution to traditional conventional financing options. We explore the program highlights of each of the initiative's four flagship rural development loan programs, their historical context, and the eligibility criteria for loans. Additionally, we elaborate on the key benefits of USDA financing, including promoting sustainable practices and local economic growth in primarily rural communities. Later, we'll go through case studies for each program, illustrating their real-world impacts. Through funding rural business projects, communities realize goals, which helps foster continued rural development. Introducing the role of USDA in rural development. Rural areas have long faced challenges in accessing suitable financing options for their businesses and community development projects due to their remote nature away from population centers. To address this issue, the United States Department of Agriculture introduced the USDA 1RD Guarantee Loan Initiative. The programs under this initiative serve as an alternative financing solution. When utilized, empower rural businesses to thrive and communities to flourish. We later delve into the program's highlights, historical context, and eligibility criteria while exploring the transformative impact of the USDA loan initiative through real case studies. Businesses with capital needs in the $15 to $50 million range may not qualify or cannot obtain financing through conventional, local, and regional banks. There are limited options to help solve financing gaps for these rural projects. The USDA 1RD Loan Initiative addresses these financing challenges that may otherwise hinder growth and limit access to capital. Taking a look at the history of USDA rural development loan programs, the USDA's commitment to rural development dates back to the early 20th century when the United States government recognized the need to support agricultural communities facing financial challenges. In 1933, the Resettlement Administration was established, which later evolved into the Farm Security Administration, or FSA, in 1937. The FSA provided loans and technical assistance to struggling farmers, kickstarting the government's efforts in rural development. In 1994, the USDA Rural Development Agency was formed, consolidating various programs and initiatives under a single entity. Legacy USDA Rural Development Loan programs aim to enhance the economic well-being of rural communities, including business development, infrastructure improvement, and access to essential services. As part of these efforts, the USDA 1RD Loan Initiative was introduced in 2020 to offer a comprehensive range of financing options tailored to the unique needs of rural businesses and communities. The four flagship programs are the Business and Industry Guaranteed Loan Program, the Rural Energy for America Guaranteed Loan Program, the Community Facilities Guaranteed Loan Program, and the Water and Waste Disposal Guaranteed Loan Program. Before delving into each loan program's features, it is essential to highlight the USDA's definition of a rural area. The agency classifies an area as rural if it lacks a significant population center or if its population is under 50,000. Eligibility criteria for the USDA 1RD Loan Initiative programs may vary, but generally include factors such as the size and nature of the business or project, the potential for economic development, and adherence to environmental regulations. The first program we'll be highlighting is the Business and Industry Guaranteed Loan Program, which aims to bolster economic growth and create jobs in rural areas by guaranteeing loans to eligible businesses. Key features of this program include: loan guarantees for businesses seeking to finance up to $25 million may be paired with any of the loan programs below with potential financing amounts of more than $100 million. Support for various borrower types, including for-profit businesses, municipalities, cooperative organizations, and nonprofits. Focus on promoting rural businesses that contribute to sustainable economic development and community enhancement. As a case study, we'll review a refinancing done by a fishing resort based in Alaska. Alaska is home to a diverse group of marine life, and its fisheries provide local jobs and a stable food supply for the country. A short float plane ride from Ketchikan, there is a unique 55-acre fishing resort located in a remote rural expanse of wilderness. With little development for miles, the resort employs many people. The attraction of its remote location to visitors, only accessible via air or sea, can also create financing challenges for similar properties. One of the features of the USDA 1RD loan program is that it supports businesses with non-traditional operations and where local banks cannot provide the necessary funding to support their growth plans. Through the B&I Guaranteed Loan Program, the resort secured a $13.75 million long-term loan, allowing them to refinance the property while creating and sustaining jobs. The second program is the Water and Waste Disposal Guaranteed Loan Program. This program focuses on improving water and wastewater infrastructure in rural areas. A valuable community investment, water and sewer projects build a foundation for continued development in unserved and underserved regions across rural America. Access to clean water, reliable service, and dependable infrastructure for both residences and businesses can be a challenge nationwide. Opportunities for capital to fund critical infrastructure support people living in rural America and create economic opportunity for communities. Key features of this program include maximum loan amount of $50 million, up to 100% financing, loans for developing water and wastewater projects, and support for projects that improve water quality, safety, and efficiency. As a case study, Johnson County's Special Utility District in Texas needed an increased capacity of its water storage to help meet the growing demand of its users. The district serves three counties across 324 miles through approximately 900 miles of distribution pipeline. One of the district's responsibilities is planning and preparing for growing customer demand by expanding its systems and replacing aging infrastructure with modern distribution equipment for efficient operations. The district required funding for a new 1-million-gallon water storage tank. Along with the tank, construction of piping to connect to the existing distribution network was needed. This additional capacity will allow greater resiliency and increased water supply for the district's customers in this community. By utilizing the Water and Waste Disposal Loan Guarantees Program, the district received a $3.42 million loan, securing a long-term, low-rate solution to modernize the water storage infrastructure. This, in turn, ensures access to clean and safe drinking water for its residents and contributes to the district's continued growth and development. Next, we have the Community Facilities Guaranteed Loan Program. The Community Facilities Guaranteed Loan Program aims to improve essential community services in rural areas. Examples of essential community services are healthcare centers, schools, roadways, and public safety facilities. Key features of this program include financing for community projects that enhance the quality of life for rural residents, support for public entities and nonprofit organizations in building or improving, focus on projects that promote community development, healthcare, education, and public safety. Guaranteed loan amounts up to $100 million may be paired with USDA direct loans and up to 100% financing. Rural hospitals provide important services and contribute to the overall well-being of rural communities. They are significant as the health gap between urban and rural Americans continues to grow, given that rural residents are already at a higher risk of death from potentially preventable injuries and diseases than their urban counterparts. Unity Medical Center in Manchester, Tennessee is a 49-bed facility that provides medical services to the surrounding community. It provides radiology, imaging, surgery, cardiology, and pulmonary care to the Manchester area. The facility required financing to support continued improvements since its nonprofit conversion in 2019. The medical center secured a $21.25 million loan, utilizing the Community Facilities Loan Program to refinance existing debt, purchase new medical equipment, and facility updates. Continued investment in this rural health care facility ensures access to critical services in the underserved area remains. Lastly, we'll discuss the Rural Energy for America Guaranteed Loan Program. The program promotes energy efficiency and renewable energy projects in rural areas. Key features of this program include financial assistance for energy efficiency upgrades and renewable energy installations, support for agricultural producers and rural small businesses to reduce energy costs, emphasis on projects that contribute to environmental sustainability. Up to $25 million may be paired with USDA Business and Industry Loan to provide financing of up to $50 million. The Rural Energy for America program helps increase American energy independence by increasing the private sector supply of renewable energy and decreasing the demand for energy through energy efficiency improvements. These investments can also help lower the cost of energy for small businesses and agricultural producers over time. A power plant required a loan for a renewable energy system that will convert an existing landfill gas to an electricity facility to a landfill gas to a renewable natural gas facility. The produced energy will also feed electricity into the electric grid. The new system will continue to capture harmful emissions and expects to convert those emissions into 500,000 million British thermal units of renewable natural gas annually. Yes, 500,000 million BTUs. A total package of $45.8 million was executed that consisted of a short-term loan positioned for a permanent takeout by combined USDA Rural Energy for America and Business and Industry Loan. The USDA 1RD Guarantee Loan Initiative offers several key benefits for rural businesses and communities, filling the financing gap. These programs provide critical access to capital for rural businesses, towns, tribes, and districts that have outgrown traditional funding sources but still require financial support to expand, enabling sustainable practices. By promoting environmentally responsible projects, the USDA 1RD loan programs support rural borrowers in adopting sustainable practices and contributing to preserving natural resources, supporting local economies. As rural borrowers receive financial backing, they create and sustain important local jobs, fostering economic growth and community stability. Lastly, encouraging infrastructure development. The loan programs facilitate the improvement of essential infrastructure, such as water and wastewater facilities and community services, enhancing the overall quality of life for rural residents. One of the benefits of USDA financing is its ability to effectively pair with other capital sources to create effective capital stacking. This can include commercial property assess clean energy, new markets tax credit, investment tax credit, tax increment financing, USDA grant opportunities, product pairing and capital stacking in financing, particularly when combining USDA financing with various other capital sources, can yield substantial results. This strategic approach enables the optimization of financial resources by leveraging different funding streams, each designed to address specific needs and goals. USDA financing provides a stable foundation, often with more favorable terms and rates, serving as the core investment into a project. When paired with CPACE, organizations can unlock funds for sustainable energy efficiency improvements, fostering both environmental responsibility and cost savings. Incorporating new markets tax credits can infuse the project with fresh capital, rejuvenating underserved areas, and stimulating economic growth. The inclusion of investment tax credits not only promotes clean energy adoption, but also substantially reduces overall project costs. Lastly, tax increment financing bolsters development by earmarking future tax revenues to fund present investments. Through effective capital stacking, these diverse financial instruments synergize, creating a comprehensive solution that not only diversifies risk but also maximizes returns, fostering holistic progress, innovation, and sustainable development in communities while propelling businesses toward greater success. As a case study, we'll take a look at how California Custom Processing combined a financing packaging that would fund a renewable energy system. California Custom Processing is a custom processor of almonds for domestic and global customers that produce bakery, snack, confection, dairy, and plant-based consumer products. California Custom Processing required capital to refinance existing debt, construct an adjacent facility, and install a renewable energy system for their Madera, California facility. Their current almond processing facility is 65,000 square feet. The company sought financing to construct an adjacent 52,500 square foot processing building to support business growth. The company secured a combined financing package of $33.5 million, comprised of a $29.5 million USDA 1RD loan and a $4 million commercial property assess clean energy assessment financing through the California Statewide Community Development Authority, OpenPACE program that will fund the renewable energy system. California Custom Processing will be increasing its sustainability with a roof-mounted solar array for its current facility and will build seismic resiliency in the construction of its expansion. The new facility will allow them to increase customers' intake by 30% while leveraging a steam generator for the blanching, scalding, processing, and pasteurizing raments. The solar steam generator emits zero carbon 100% during daylight hours, with an estimate to reduce carbon emissions overall by 25 to 35%. California currently produces 80% of the world's almonds, and cleaner processing positively impacts the environment. In conclusion, the USDA 1RD Guarantee Loan Initiative has proven instrumental in providing rural businesses and communities with the necessary financial opportunities to thrive and prosper. By bridging the financing gap, supporting sustainable practices, and bolstering local economies, these loan initiatives play a significant role in fostering rural development and play an important role in supporting rural America. For more information and to learn if your project qualifies for one of the programs, visit our website at xrcusda.com.